Welcome, everyone, to the This Week in Missouri Politics Midweek Update. We are here. Some of y'all will recognize it, some of y'all won't, but we are here, what is probably the epicenter of Missouri politics right now. We are here at 141 and 44 in what I guess I'd call it like southwest St. Louis County, but I think they'd call it West County out here. We are at Plager's restaurant. Great place, I'm telling you. If you want to go to a spot, if you're in St. Louis right now, itching for a little freedom, go in here to Plager's. Great place. Jukebox, outstanding. I'm going to tell you, feel free to eat along with me. I got this. Look at this double. Look at that. Look at that right there. That is America right here in St. Louis. Boy, it's good. You ain't going to find nothing better than that. Some of y'all a little fancier. You might like caviar or whatever you eat in the city. That right there is outstanding. At Plager's here in what I guess it's West County, but I would say if he's coordinated, it would be Southwest County. But 141 and Interstate 44, you're in the 2nd Congressional District. You're in the Senate 15, top races in the state. You have a swing voters. I actually think, from what I understand, Nicole Galloway grew up just down the road here. So she probably knows all about Plager's and what a heck of a bar, named after an old blues player. I'm going to tell you, there's two things. There's an old Bob Force card, baseball cards they've got, like, underneath the bar. He said he used to come in here from time to time back when he's alive. Great jukebox, outstanding folks. Let's talk a little politics. So I was in here, and I learned a few things. One, nobody likes the media. They all hate the media. I am always careful to remind them that the media hates Trump. Yes, that's true. But in Missouri, they hate me a lot. Now, they don't hate me as much as Trump, but they hate me, and that usually simmers it down. A lot of Trump's support is based off of media, people telling folks that they're the reason there's racism and sexism, homophobia, all that. When a lot of folks are trying to live their life, trying to go to work, pay for their kids, and the media beats them down, and then Trump kind of tells the media to screw off, and that's where he gets a lot of his support from. That is very evident. I was at the clubhouse on Gravois. You got a lot of Democrats. This was strong Democrat territory. And I got the sense they was voting for Doug Beck because they thought he wasn't quite like the other sanctimonious folks. One of them. But there'd be more support if Ann Wagner's race, however tight it is, I'll bet you she overperforms in that southeastern part of St. Louis County where Republicans in general may underperform a little further west. I learned from a lot about, I talked to Stephen Weber, somebody a lot of y'all know, about how they're campaigning. I mean, they have an amazing organization set up. Other union members come in, call other union members. They have flip phones and Chromebooks all set up. It's organized amazingly well, and it's member to member, so it probably does a little better than you think. Then we talked to Doug Beck for a while. They're not doing door to door. He's calling people. He's on the phone. Undecided voters calling them. It's really different. You're going to see some Republican campaigns today. They're doing doors. They're just knocking on them now. You know, I'm from West Butler County, so I'm probably not as COVID conscious maybe as some other folks. But I tend to think there are places around here in St. Louis where you'd lose some support knocking on doors. And then whatever you gain from the door, you know, I don't know if it's a negative. It's going to be really interesting to look back on this race and find out what was net negative, what was net positive. So we'll see. But it is it's such a breakdown. You're seeing even in Boone County, right? Let's run through the Senate races while we're talking. Look, I think the 15th is very, very close. Historically, you would figure that Koenig would have the advantage. If folks just do what they've done before, Koenig would win. He could even lose many of them. Lavender has more money, and it's neck and neck. I mean, if you really look, that what I've seen is the issue that folks, as I've made my rounds around West County, Bobby's place, right? You got the opposite of folks on Gravois, which Gravois is kind of a road, a main thoroughfare through South County, southeast St. Louis County. Here, folks aren't really for Republicans on abortion anymore. Guns, kind of, they're for guns. It might not be for like Uzis and stuff, right? However, they're for the cops here. They're for the cops all day long, 24/7. They don't want to hear it. I had this conversation where, you know, I've been real lucky in life. There's a couple people I know that have taken some time out of their day and imparted some of their life experience and wisdom into me. And it was Jamila Nasheed and Bruce Franks. And really, Rasheen Aldridge. I've learned some stuff from them. And I look at things a little bit different. Appreciate the, Brian, appreciate the welcome down here in Merrimack Township. I've been lucky to get to have some very talented, really amazing people kind of explain to me how they come to their, when somebody explains to you how they come to a conclusion, it's much easier to understand it. But I'm going to tell you, the issue that's hanging on for Republicans in West County here is police. That defund the police thing, Republicans have grabbed it and ran with it. And I'll tell you, that message has been effective. I don't know that they have another message that's all that effective. I generally think people think taxes better to lower, but I don't know how much more you can get Missouri's income tax. They're ticked off about property taxes, but that's really not a state function. Nobody likes the property tax increases they've had, but a lot of them, you know, aren't as much assessments as they are people voting for. There's a lot of assessment increases, but so I don't know. I mean, if Deb Lavender can change enough, she wins. A lot of folks are going to say Deb Lavender is the favorite. I don't know that I could argue with that. I'm just a believer that trends very seldom go from, in UK, they call it your margin, right? So the 14-point margin, making all that up in one cycle, it will be a good feat if she does it. She totally can do it, but it'll come down to the end. I mean, the race will break, right? It'll be a 4 or 5 point race, I figure, when it's done. Which way that breaks may still be up in the air. Over in southeastern part of the county, I think Doug Beck's got a lead. You're going to have to see kind of like Trump in some of those other states where, you know, white working class folks just get so ticked off at the media telling them everything in the world's their fault, and they just start voting Republican. And I love seeing Stan Schultz there, my man, back home. If I had to guess, rat or die, I'd say Doug Beck has advantage. I would say that maybe Lavender has momentum here, but Lavender has to make up a lot of ground. And maybe she does it. I don't know. I'm gonna visit with her this afternoon. So keep watch on the F-150 campaign tour, and you're gonna get to see some Deb Lavender stuff. I got a question for Chris Sander, the margin with Dirks, Casey Moe. I think Dirks a good candidate. I don't know that this is the right cycle to beat an incumbent. Now, that district, if Ann Wagner wins, that fifth district in Kansas City is going to change a lot. And I think they'll go after Cleaver. And so if he does well this time in a tough year, he's going to be, you know, in line to make a run in the fifth when they redraw those maps, that you'll actually have a hand in redrawing. So then there's the seat in Columbia. I'll be there Sunday. It's tight. It's very tight. I mean, essentially, Caleb Brown is having to outrun Donald Trump, if you want the honest truth. But this is my take on it. Columbia and Boone County is a microcosm of Missouri and the country. Folks that live in the city of Columbia are getting more and more staunchly liberal, socially, every way. And folks that live outside of Columbia, in Ashland, let's say, in Hartsville, all those other places, are getting staunchly and staunchly more conservative. Look at the mask. If you want to see masks, I have masks all over here. I got a mask here. I got them all over the place, right? I even got this kind of neat thing one of my viewers sent me. It's like a turtleneck, it looks like what Cousin Eddie wore on Christmas Vacation, except you can pull it up over your face. Kind of neat. If you're from a city urban area, you think masks are fine or whatever. You're used to the government telling you what to do. You like it. If you're from where Brad Pollitt's from or where I'm from, you ain't too keen on government telling you wear a mask. And you take that and extrapolate that. And I think, you know, Caleb Browden is going to win that county of Boone County. He's going to win Cooper County by a ton. And Judy Bears win that city. And can he outrun that? And a lot of that is just boot heel, by God, Andrew McDaniel. Can he outrun Trump's, just the turnout hatred of him? HD21 and Independence, Jasper Logan, tell me who's running there. Give me the rundown on who's running in 21. But I think it's going to be tight. That'll be the, I think on election night, that'll be the tightest race. Last time, Stephen Weber and it was two A players running. Very seldom you see two totally top tier guys running. Stephen Weber, Caleb Browden. Browden needed Cooper County to bring him across. My man Rich Craighead chimed in. Love that. So Cooper County brought Caleb in. He's going to need Cooper. He's going to need everything. Judy Baker is a good candidate. She's your Democrat. She's not going to lose any Democrat votes. Judy won't. But at the end of the day, I it's going to be tight. And I think Caleb has the advantage. He has had a money advantage. I think some of the stuff, Riley against Sauls, 21. I say Sauls has the advantage in that. The districts like that, where that is, that voted for Trump, may still vote for Trump, but your margins are going to be shrink, right? We'll get to the statewide in a minute, but I would say you take the same theory that Trump made 19, he might make 10 this time in Missouri. Well, that margin may still carry just like 16, but it's not going to carry it enough, and I think Sauls is probably in a good shot. I don't think the Democrats are going to lose any incumbent House members. So where Caleb is, it'll just be, can he outrun Trump? Baker won't lose any votes, running a fine campaign. Could be the right year. She's taken on some really tough races. There's a reason nobody wanted to take this on but her. This was seen as a very tough race. And over the cycle, Trump has kind of made that district tighter and tighter. And she may be the beneficiary of that on election night. Statewide, look, I think the Republican ticket, Ashcroft may lead the ticket. You've got, Keogh's in a great position to win. So is Schmidt. So is Fitzpatrick. Then the governor's race. Look, let's start from the Trump. Does that affect it? Trump was 19. Our last projection had him plus 17 and a half. The trend took him up to 19 in Missouri. This time, I think you're looking at he's at probably 7 or 8, and he needs the trend to take him up to 10. I still think he may get to 10, would be my thoughts, but it's going to be barely 10, 9, 10. And so you take that loss of margin, it's going to be in places like the 21st. It's going to be in the suburbs. You go into a Manchester, to a Baldwin, to right here around where I'm at right now, the epicenter of Missouri politics right now, right here around 141 and 44 in St. Louis County. He's going to lose that margin. And so extrapolate that down. Mike Parson, Eric Greitens needed a 19-point win by Trump to win by 6. I think Parson's going to win by 8 or so based off of a 10-point Trump win. He's going to run right there with the president as of now. Now, I'll tell you, like right now, it's raining like all hell. It's 42 degrees here in the F-150 on the outside. My daughter would tell you I keep it 41 degrees inside the F-150, but it's 42 degrees here. It's Republican weather. This, if you're a Republican, this is what you want. You want low turnout. Historically, you want all kinds of rain. I had a question about what will voting be like at polling on Election Day. I think Election Day voting will be down some. And the reason a lot of Democrats are going and voting now, the great app I've been telling you about for St. Louis County folks, you can tell on the way it is. I guarantee you, up at the West County Center, it's well outside. You'd be standing in the rain to vote. Not that many people are going to do that. On Election Day, I think it's going to be normal. It'll be in cities where there's been a lot of early voting. There'll be some down. But for the most part, I think you have a good turnout. I think a lot of Republicans will wait till Election Day just on principle to turn out and vote. A lot of Democrats on principle are going to vote early. It's kind of they've been waiting to do this for 4 years. They can go cast their anti-Trump ballot. But if you're a Republican, you want to wake up and see 42 degrees and raining. You just do. If you're a Democrat, you want to see 70 degrees and sunny. That's just my whole life, that's been the logic. Right now, it is not great weather to be knocking doors. It is, I would think you're a little nuts if you're out knocking doors in this weather right here. So in Missouri, I think the Republicans are, the Republicans have won so many elections since 2010 and expanded their majority so far. You're going to see some contraction of that, natural contraction. HRCC, I saw a thing Dreebs wrote today. It's not great. It's not ran well right now, but you had to sort of anticipate. You had to sort of anticipate that it wouldn't. Someone has a track record of business success. You expect more success. They have a track record of business failure. You expect them to run things poorly. Not sure. It's pretty much what you would have expected by the person that runs it. I don't think you'll bankrupt it like other things, but you won't run it long enough. But you're going to see some contraction. I'd say 3 House seats, maybe a little more. The Rick Raber thing is insane. It's going to be funny. I'm sure on election night, Republicans say, well, if they're going to lose 3 seats, they lose 4. Oh, didn't want to lose that extra seat, right? Well, I'm not going to tell you what, you can make your own decisions what Rick Raber did, or didn't do, but you're going to live with that every day in the legislature if you're a Republican House member. They're never going to let you forget that ever, ever, never, ever. And so, if it's untrue, then it's wildly unfair. If it is true, then I don't know. It's as bad a situation as you're going to find in politics, and I don't see him doing anything to get out of that race. So we'll see what happens. But I feel a little bad for some of the Republicans who are having to deal with this right now, and if he wins, you'll get to deal with this every day. Amendment 3, I asked, I said, you know what Amendment 3, nobody knows what that is. You know what Cleve, Missouri is? Nobody knows what that is. No, not one single person knows what it is. That's going to go down to a big defeat, if I had to guess. I always vote no on everything, unless it's unless I know about it ahead of time. I'm a no because I'm like, my question is, do you want the government to? My answer is no, I don't. Unless you really make a great case, but I remember, I'm a no. I think that goes down. And then we'll see. Leadership-wise, we'll talk about that a little closer to time. I want to make my a little few more traps, look folks in the eye, kind of see what they're doing. As far as House races, I think we're going to have the battleground places in the state are where some of these competitive House seats are. You're seeing the battleground move from Jeff County to St. Louis County, West County. It's typical for the demographics around the country where more swing voters are. We will be in St. Charles Saturday. We will be in Columbia Sunday. We'll be in a bit of a few different stops on Monday. We'll be here in St. Louis later Saturday and Friday. Tonight, we're going to go to an Ann Wagner event. We're going to catch up with Deb Lavender. I hope tomorrow we get to catch up with Andrew Koenig and Mr. Linehan. And if there's a spot you think we can go, shoot me a message. Message me, message Caitlin. We'd love to hit Fire Buell F-150 here and come to where you are. The show, big show, Tracy McCurry and my president, Blake Hurst, will be debating Amendment 3. Then we're going to have our pre-election panel for predictions. David Barklage, Lakeisha Bosley, Jeff Rainford's going to be there, and Mary Elizabeth Coleman. We're going to be talking races and pulling predictions out of them that we'll get to put on TV and mock them for later. Show in Missouri, go check it out. We'll have a new episode up. I'm not sure which one camera's going to pick. I'll sum up for you. And we'll do a Show in Missouri History Minute. It'll come out tomorrow. I'm not exactly sure what we're doing today, but we'll have one for you. Thank all of you for watching. I copy my man Clay Travis, all the haters, please look deep into my eyes. Thank you so much. You make me money every day. And we will see you this afternoon from Deb Lavender's office in Kirkwood.